As you tune in to another Watch for the Hook Wednesdays, as always, we appreciate you all tuning in to the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast, the small business podcast for small business owners. It's Michael with
Tatiana. I'm just listening to that long ass introduction.
Hey, you gotta get your point across
You
sometime.
said it like 15 times.
Hey, you gotta make
As
sure
you
you get it.
tune in on Watch for the Hook Wednesdays.
Hey, we need to make sure y'all know where y'all
We're
at.
gonna appreciate you tuning in on Watch for the Hook Wednesdays.
So I just make sure I need to double thank the ass for tuning in. Because sometimes it's hard enough as it is. So Ms. Parker, how you feeling today?
Child, apparently I'm with the shits today.
Well, I hope this shit's turned into something good.
Whatever.
All right. So once again, thank y'all. Hey, always, you can come by www.watchforthehook.com. Got the spring fashion out there for you. Hey, you know, come by, support your business, well, business friends or the friends in the business ships and all that good stuff. So today, me and Ms. Parker are going to talk about SEO, search engine optimization. Now, when I talk to Ms. Parker about it, I say this SEO shit sometimes you feel like a racket.
Wow.
Because,
to put it nicely.
Yeah, because it's like you have to use certain words or key phrases that will help improve your visibility for your website in the rankings of the search engines that go find your website. And to me, that shit almost feels like a fucking trend. Because the words or wording or phrases, that shit changes hourly, it feels like sometimes. And then you're like, how do I fix it? How do I fix my SEO? How do I? And she knows this one thing burns me up. Email, email, email. We can get you ranked first on Google. And I'm going to tell y'all, since y'all know us, we tried this shit back in 2020. Right. These people started working for us, and these are one of the hooks we talk about. They were from overseas. We were still in the infancy, still green. And child, when I tell you we still get backlinks from shit that ain't got nothing to do.
So irrelevant. Like, yeah, you did work on SEO, but you didn't do it where it was relevant for us. Like, it really just was not applicable to us.
We get emails that says, oh, we read a Watch for Hook in erectile function ad.
Or colonoscopy, whatever. Or, you know, gastro diseases, stuff like that. That wasn't necessarily SEO. That was backlinks. And they put your backlink behind an article. So when you click on that picture and you leave a review, the review for that article is backlinked to your site, which is probably linked to a product on your site, which is going to come through as a review on the product.
Yes.
Then now you got to go delete because nobody wants to look at a product and a piece of apparel, a small t-shirt, black, and the review is that erectile dysfunction ad was so informational, right?
Trash.
That has nothing to do with nothing.
Trash.
So, yeah, that wasn't necessarily SEO. That was backlinking. Now, I do believe that the story that was sold to us and that we paid for was SEO. But after a little bit of time, we realized y'all didn't work on SEO.
They just backlinked that shit to anything they wanted to.
You backlinked us to some irrelevant stuff.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
And, you know, like I say, we tell y'all the truth. We keep it transparent. That ended up being what? $3,000? By the time I was sitting down? $3,000.
I don't know if it was $3,000, but the fact that it was more than free. It was problematic.
Way more than free.
It was way more than free.
Way more than free.
And it was very problematic. Like, you had, you know, it was like monthly, right? You were literally paying. It was virtual assistants in a different arena.
Yeah. And this is the rule. Or this is how they spin it off on you. You got to give it 6 months.
Now, that you are not lying about.
You got to give everything 6 months.
That part, everything is always 3 months to figure out what it should look like. And then 3 more months, month 0 to 3 to figure out what it should look like. Months 4 through 6 for the engine to run.
For the fine tuning.
Yeah, for the algorithm to get smarter. So yeah, it was like, you got to do 6 months. No, I'm not doing 6 months where I have to keep deleting erectile dysfunction reviews on my product.
Yeah, it just makes no sense. Yeah. It's just like when you're looking, when people are, and this is the thing, she'll tell you just like I do. We get so many emails about SEO. We can fix your SEO optimization. We can go organic SEO. We can do this. We can do that. Hey, trust us, $250 a month.
Uh-huh.
$350
yeah, yeah, yeah.
a month.
You're right about that, $250.
$450. Yeah. Podcasting. One of them was like, hey, not one, 1,000 of them was like, we will guarantee you 50,000 downloads a month for $500.
A month? Like, what?
First of all, 50,000 downloads put you in the top 0.1% of podcasts.
Right, right, right.
Like, that puts you in the big boy arena.
Right, right.
And I say big boy, I mean the people you watch on TV arena.
Yeah, absolutely.
50,000 an episode?
Yeah, you know those numbers way better than me.
And I know they're a lie.
Yeah. Well, that's as long as one of us know the truth, they can steer the other one out of their you know. Because, manhole.
Because we'd already talked to y'all about the bots. The bot ain't shit to make.
Yeah, just like a lying nun for somebody to tell.
Tell you all the lies.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But back to the SEO thing. To me, it's hard for me to wrap around, like, okay, let's go fair-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And then words that they try to, you, they say you have to get words that appeal to people. So let's say we got a t-shirt out. And I put the word stylish, comfortable. Crickets.
Yeah, because everybody uses that.
Yeah, but if everybody uses it, then that means it should come up often, which makes no sense.
And but I'm just like, but then you have to go, like, who in front of you
is using that word?
Is using that word?
Everybody.
That's paying. Now it's not everybody. Now it's the big boys.
Exactly.
And so they're going to get pushed higher than you.
So how do you describe t-shirt?
It's like I was telling you earlier, it's like trends. Like, you can't SEO optimize one time and you're done.
No,
you
gotta keep evolving.
We're gonna have just like we say, have to ride that wave. Yeah. You're gonna have to SEO, right, optimize, right? Once a week, once a month. You're gonna have to do something like that. Because it's just everything changes. Everybody could have been, like I said, everybody could have been speaking about what is it? Generational wealth.
Oh yeah.
1 week, right? So everything had a catchphrase or a hashtag that aligned to generational wealth, you know, for 3 weeks after that week. Now here you are, you finally ready to throw your hat in the ring.
On week four,
now that shit's dead. It's done. You up here, generational wealth and everything, and people have now moved on. They over assets over liabilities now, you know?
Check out the episode as well. Even the term now, legacy. Legacy is other new word. And, oh, yes, we have the item, legacy greater than me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's for real. That's for something that goes beyond you. Then the word legacy is now one of those hot button topics.
Generational wealth.
So how do you SEO with legacy? You know what? If your item says legacy greater than me, we're trying to figure out what terms you can use to best describe that product.
Right. Without saying legacy. Because you're like, well, that is the product or that is the trademark.
Yes.
So you just kind of be like, what do I use? And now you're looking crazy because you're getting all these emails or messages from people that I can perfect and do your SEO. And now you're like, man, I wish I could pay them, because you know you got something. But if you could get it out there and get it on that way, you could ride it too. But then you get, you know, the crummy people that lie.
Yeah.
Backlink you.
To the Rick side.
To ED, you know.
Mm. And even Ms. Parker can tell y'all, backside of our site, Watch for the Hook, we have AI tools that help us with the SEO. And it'll give you these kind of emojis as you are working on your tag for your products. The smiley face means it's good. A frown face means it sucks. So when you get the frowny face or the one in between, this is the one I love. It's orange.
Oh.
It's just a straight line.
It's straight line.
It's like,
That's how you get.
They've been over here working for a fucking hour on this shit.
And I got an orange.
And that shit says,
I got a straight line.
You talk about wanting to cut somebody out. And then you go use these tools and you try to use a thesaurus, or you try to find all the synonyms, homonyms.
I was going to say synonym.
That means something. And then when you're, this is the crazy thing, when you're back there typing in these keywords and catchphrases and they don't recognize it or don't like it, they'll say, no, it doesn't work, fix it. And they don't give you no help on fixing them. So go look at all these tutorials on SEO. I go to all these programs on SEO. And by the time I'm 6 minutes in, I'm more confused than ever. I just told my wife, I think SEO is just some bullshit. I think it's just a bunch of ways to get folks confused and then have to go pay somebody to go create a bunch of bots that make it look like your website is getting a lot of traffic when it's actually not.
Honestly, I think no matter how well you optimize your search engine, right? I think no matter how well you optimize it, if you're not paying for those ads, and I mean big ads, Google, that stuff, like that crap's expensive.
Yeah, I mean,
it is expensive.
We've talked about this. Most small businesses cannot afford $1,000 a month advertising budget.
No. I just think you can have the, you know, the most perfectly, is that even a word?
Perfectly?
No. Perfectly optimized.
We're going to have to look that up, but I'm going to roll with it. It sounds
good. It might be spelled the same. But it could be, you know, optimized to perfection, right?
To your liking, to your
love. It could be just beautiful, but if you're not paying for the ads, then are you really going to get that visibility you want? And are the terms just so generic where it's really going to catch people's attention? Or are the terms too specific where you're never going to get people to search for that?
Yeah. I mean, would you say it's six in one hand, half a dozen in the other?
But then always, regardless, you're behind the people that are paying.
Yeah, you're
going to be behind them.
Yeah.
They take up the first, 10 pages? I'm saying 10.
Probably 100.
Yeah. So it's like you have to click in that. Go to the right to get to the next page. I don't know if you live fine.
Yeah, I mean, years ago, Fortune 50. I mean, that was the top 50 companies in the world in the United States that made lots of money. Then it went to the Fortune 500. And now it's the Fortune 1000. So
1000.
So that just lets you know there are at least 1000 major big companies spending money. And I mean money. To SEO, they shit to the point they're in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm. With no specifics in place, damn reason, no point, no rhyme, no reason.
They just doing everything.
Because they can.
And they got the money.
Just because they can, yeah. That's facts.
That's one thing that we've learned. Big engine don't give a damn about the little one.
Mm-mm.
Because they're going to say the little one just in our way.
Mm-hmm. Little engine that could. Like
that
finish, sputtering.
It's that book, though.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I'm going to read that book. Yeah. What is it, Thomas the Train? Yeah. The little engine that could. The little blue train.
The truth is, they fucked Thomas up in the end.
Stop.
They cut that.
Leave that alone. Just cut that out.
They cut it off at the end.
No, they didn't. Cut that out. He made a rabbit trick. He sputtered up that mountain.
Yeah, so like I said, as we get ready to wrap up, man, we appreciate y'all tuning in. And, you know, hey, you can SEO on a lot of ways. You can SEO on your page. You can SEO off the page. You can do technical SEO, or you can do local SEO, you know. And so that helps you stay interconnected with your people, you know. I might be ragging on SEO in a little bit, but I'm also going to tell y'all, as long as you're trying to do something to get in front of your audience, I think you're going to help yourself be more searchable.
Yeah, but I mean, just keeping it a buck, it'll get frustrating.
Oh, yeah.
And then those people that are in your ear about to charge you for your hard-earned dollar and not give you no ROI. We're
Charge you
gonna,
tough.
yeah, they're gonna look better. So just, be mindful. Honestly, this is probably the point in time where you start to say, don't move on emotion. Don't be impulsive. We talk about being impulsive all the time.
Ooh, impulsive in business is lethal.
Impulsive people are exhausting.
I am too.
Exhausting. You have to do a lot more cleanup after the fact.
Where your ass at?
We had you sleep.
Tired, boss. I'm tired.
I think I got off track, but just, don't be impulsive. Don't be like, screw it. I'm gonna pay somebody to do it, and they're probably just gonna screw you up worse.
Yeah.
And at your expense.
Exactly.
So just, like you said, just, I guess, honestly, just keep working with it.
Yeah. As we say, keep spinning your wheels. I mean, the wheel is spinning.
What the hell? Or are you running in circles?
The wheel ain't spinning. That means you ain't got no motion.
That's true.
I mean, just keep some motion going, folks. We'll catch y'all next time.